I've been planting all these seeds and I've been tending to my garden, yeah. Mama tell me every day to push right through the hard times. I be chasing all these dreams and some of them became reality. I just gotta keep it going, so much more ahead of me. Although I get weak in some things, I just want to end it, end it, end it, end it. Something in my feet keeps going, pushing me right in the flip. Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right. All these ups and downs been teaching me a lot of patience. Work all through the week, and I barely eat. I gotta get it, trying to get it. I know. Although I don't see it, I try to believe it. And believe it. In time, I'm gonna receive it. Yeah, that is much of my fear to achieve it. And I do not cheat it. No, I do not cheat it. No. Although I do weak in some things, I just want to end it. End it, end it, end it. Something in my peak is going, pushing me right in the flip. Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right. All these ups and downs have teaching me a lot of patience.
Santiago. I'm here with my co-host, Jay Reeves, and we got a special guest today, none other than five-time Grammy award-winning vocalist, singer-songwriter, Candace, a.k.a. Superstar, C. Wakefield. Welcome to the show, Candace.
What's up? Hold on, man. Am I in there?
What's up?
Wow, how's it going?
How you feeling today?
I feel good. I feel great. You know, I'm grateful. I was just sitting here reflecting, you know, and like, thank God anyhow. You know, I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. You know, so many people are losing their lives, and I'm just so grateful to still be here, and I'm healthy. And I'm good. So, God is good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm coming in, jamming to this song, Payoff.
Yeah.
Loving the music.
Okay.
Loving the music.
Wow,
man,
I appreciate that.
Yes.
That was a shock. I didn't know y'all was going to play it right there, so I appreciate that. It just is a reminder,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, that everything we're doing is for a purpose, and it's going to pay off one day. So keep going. Don't, never give up. Keep grinding.
Definitely. So you had such an extraordinary career. You have such an extraordinary career. You have worked with literally all the who's of the entertainment industry.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
Faith Evans, Keisha Cole, Babyface, K-Michelle.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. This is amazing.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. Let's not forget the great Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
J-Lo. Come on now. TLC.
Yeah.
I'm playing with her.
Yeah. That's such a blessing, man. That sounds crazy. Wow.
Did I mention Fantasia?
Oh, yeah, man. For real.
Come on now.
I just have faith in you, man. That was a blessing, man.
This is one question I normally ask people, but I don't know if it pertains to you since you already kind of work with some of everybody. Is there anybody that you would like to have a collaboration with or write for? Could you name like five people that you would like to write for or collaborate with vocally?
Yeah. I love Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? She's like number one on the list. Michael Jackson and Whitney were two of the people that I've always admired and wanted to work with, but, you know, God rest their souls, mm-hmm. they've gone on, you know, back to the stars. And, you know, mm-hmm. Beyonce, let's see. I love J. Cole. I think he's really dope. I love his message. I love his delivery. I love, five? Ooh. It could be anything like songwriting or.
Yeah, songwriting, collaboration.
I absolutely love Drake.
There we go.
Collaborate with
I can
him.
Hear that.
I do. I think he's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it too, man. I really do. Chance the Rapper.
mm-hmm.
I love him as well. I said Beyonce, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to collaborate with who else? To go back to
with
my
who?
Old school. But you know what? I already had the dream of doing it. TLC was one, so that's off the list. You know, Faith Evans was one, that's off the list. I'm just like, Baby Faith, oh my God, I had a bucket list to work with him, and it just happened so unexpectedly. That's off the list. So Nicki Minaj, Kendrick. Like, I've been able to, Kendrick was one of the ones too. So him and J. Cole, to me, are kind of in the same lane, you know. But
yeah.
I don't know, man. All the ones that I would have said, mm-hmm. I've already crossed them off. So. You guys there?
Yes, yes.
Uh-oh, I lost you guys.
So Candace, so what made you decide to really step out from, you know, writing and kind of being in the background to more of being in the forefront and, you know, start to put your face out there more and stuff like that?
Right. Well, you know what? I never stopped writing. I'm still writing. I'm still grinding. But I've always had the passion to be an artist and a writer. Like, they both went hand in hand to me. You know, when I first started in the industry, I was already writing. I was since a little girl, and I've been singing since a little girl. So I did them at the same time. So I would write songs to sing, you know, so they became one for me. So I just, since a little girl, you know what I'm saying? I've always known that I've had something special. You know, and I was always told that I was special. You know, I've always told that I had a great gift and, you know, that I would touch lives and be able to heal people through my music. And that's very powerful. You don't really understand that when you're younger. But when you start to write music and you put it out there and then you get DMs and messages of people telling you what your music does for them, it's just like, wow, this is what they meant all those years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a beautiful thing to be able to touch people in that way, you know. So I've known for a very long time that it was worth it because music does something for me, you know. So I know it does something for everyone else. So I feel this is the best way for me to get my message out, my emotions out. It's a universal language that everybody understands, you know.
Yeah.
And who were some of your influences when you were coming up, when you were singing?
Well, I grew up in church, so I love the Clark sisters. Karen Clark is my favorite Clark sister, and Dorinda, but I love them collectively. Oh, my God, phenomenal, beautiful singing, you know, it's just beautiful. My grandmother, Marty Jenkins, beautiful musician, singer, songwriter growing up, I would hear her play the piano all day, every day, you know, and she was a composer, musician, she did the keys, she played every instrument, she was so amazing. And God rest her soul, my grandmother, Marty Jenkins, who I am actually on my album. She's on my album, 1993 Camaro, the interlude you hear of the other woman singing on my aunts and my grandmother. That's her group, Ladies of Song. And my mother, you know, I grew up in church, so a lot of my influences were gospel, for sure.
So are you a part of the Church and God in Christ also, or?
No. Me personally, I am non-denominational, but I did grow up, you know, in the Pentecostal apostolic, you know.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. But as far as the religion and all of that, I'm just like, I'm just, you know, I believe. I believe. I don't call it one thing or the other. I just call it believing, you know.
Right. And as far as that collaboration with Whitney and Michael Jackson, I think it could happen still, because you were a part of the album with Faith Evans with Notorious B.I.G., The King and I. Okay, so the whole process that she went into to make that that album and create new songs out of old songs, I still feel like maybe somewhere down the line, yeah, because it opens up a whole new perspective for artists to kind of go back and say, you know what, I still want to work with so-and-so, so I could go to the lab and recreate a whole new song with, you know, some of their old joints that came out before, you know, and just create a new sound with it. Because that's when she did that, I was just like, that's still room for you to be able to do that.
Exactly. That's amazing. You know, you just slapped me in the face with reality really quickly, because I worked with Babyface. Now, this was a dream come true, but let me tell you how you just slapped me in the face so hard right now. So Babyface used to have me doing all these different backgrounds. He always called me up for different stuff like that. So I ended up redoing Whitney Houston's Shoot and I'm Your Baby Tonight. Wow. He played the original file for me. It just blew my mind. And he was like, yes, I just need you to sing on top of this. And I'm like, am I singing with Whitney Houston right now? And he just blew my mind, bro. You just blew my mind, bro. And we did
this for the award show.
It was for the Soul Train Awards. I don't know if you remember. He was being honored, I believe. And they did. He did, he recorded stuff with Brandy. So I got to do vocals on top of Brandy's voice and Whitney Houston's voice. So that is, wow. You just remember that. Wow.
Wow. And, you know, and that says that you could put that on the list and maybe go back and revisit that later on and try to make something out of that. Because that'll be so dope.
Absolutely. That's beautiful, man. God bless you. I'm out here, man. I'm out here, and I'm just trying to be an inspiration, you know what I'm saying? While I'm learning still, I'm growing, I'm able to teach, you know what I'm saying? But I'm so grateful for every opportunity.
Yeah. And what aspect did you play into The King and I? What was your you wrote songs on that?
Are you talking Faith Evans, right? I co-wrote Trying to Get By, and the other one is called Body Language. So Body Language is on the deluxe album, which was an additional one. And then Trying to Get By.
Is that the one with Hurricane G or V or something? Is that the one with I've seen the deluxe edition. Okay, gotcha.
Beautiful album, and that was a blessing for sure, because I'm like, baby, how are you doing this? Wow. Crazy. Amazing.
And tell us about her. Your...
so cool.
Huh?
I just saw her on Tuesday. She was I saw her Tuesday at an event. They have this outside show every Tuesday in North Hollywood. It's really dope. Mm-hmm. MC Press throws it, and it's really dope. And I saw Faith Evans there, so that was a blessing to see her again.
Okay. That's awesome, man. You tell Faith Every Artist Podcast is still waiting on her. We had a big celebration for her birthday, June 10th, and we had her fans call in, and one of her faithfuls, one of her friends, TK, he came on and co-hosted with me to celebrate her birthday. Yeah,
that's beautiful. God bless.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, she's awesome and down to earth. I got a chance to meet her back in 2017 in Florida at a radio contest. And she just told us a whole bunch of Whitney stories, and she was so funny and down to earth. You just couldn't see the big star that she is. She was just so like the chick down the street kind of vibe from her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love about her. Awesome, man.
So tell us about your experience on the Nicki Minaj. You were on Pink Friday.
Yeah.
The Roman Reloaded.
Reloaded.
You're on the tour, right?
Man, I had a blast, man. She took me out of the country. She got me my first passport. You know, I was out of here. You know, so, I mean, who can't say that they didn't have fun? I've been to places that I dreamt of going and never thought I'd be, you know, and multiple times. So to be able to travel the world doing what you love is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, you know. So that's a blessing, man. 4.5 years.
It is.
For her. you know, featured on songs with her, and, you know what I'm saying, as far as I've done background work, you know, for her, and also on her TV shows and things like that, we've written together. So it's just, like, been a blessing to really, like, be able to tap into the industry, you know, and see what it's like, you know what I'm saying, be able to build relationships so that it helps you when it comes time for your career to take off, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these steps you have to take to get to where you're trying to go, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow. And you've worked with so many people. It just blows my mind. Sierra, Kelly Price, Mila J, Marianne, Marcus Houston. It's just like, it's so amazing. And then when I hear your music, I'm like, man, this music needs to be out there. It's so inspirational. I love Payoff. I love High Ground. Feeling Good. It's just like, it's such a message in your music, and it's so necessary right now.
Yeah, man, it really is. I appreciate that.
And your voice
means so
is
much.
So, yeah, and your voice, I love your voice. You kind of put me in the mindset of, I think her name is Yummy Bigum, I think is her name.
Who?
Is that her? How do you say her name? Yummy
Bigum? Somebody else used to work with Fantasia.
I've heard of her. Yummy Bigum?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
You kind of put me in the mindset of her vocally. Yeah.
Well, thank
so
you,
I'm following your TikTok on your page, watching your TikTok videos. You guys can really blow. I'm like you guys are singing, man. Like the stairwell thing that you guys do.
When
you did Fly Me to the Moon, I didn't want to hear nobody else sing nothing else after that. Because when you had did your verse, I'm just like, man, she really like.
I appreciate that. TikTok is fun, and here's Trump trying to ban it. Man, get that man out of here. I appreciate that.
Can you tell us something about like how you've been managing? I know you're in California. How have you been managing during this COVID-19 the protests? And I see that you protested also. Like how are you navigating through all of this stuff since it all started?
Yeah, it's been crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? But I've been blessed. I can't even front, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a brand called, you know, my name is Superstar C, and then my brand is also Superstar C, and, you know, I started selling face masks, and I started doing that last year because I went on tour to Japan, and then I was in Korea afterwards. So I started creating the face masks last year for that, and the fact that I come back home and, you know, my site it started blowing up because we put the face mask up on the site, you know, and people started running to my site because I guess I was the only one at the time who was prepared, you know, and have face masks on the site.
Right.
So I was doing hand painted face masks. I was home all day and night painting, you know, just whatever I wanted to do. I was just doing it by hand, you know, and people trusted me. They would just tell me what colors they wanted and I'd go for it, you know. So that was truly a blessing, and it has been a blessing, and that's what took care of me. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy. Like, when there's one way that doesn't work, there's always another. But you have to tap into it. You have to be open, and you have to be willing to see it when it comes, you know what I'm saying, and take that opportunity, you know what I'm saying? So for us musicians, it's hard because we're not able to travel, we're not able to tour or anything or do shows, so it's hard for us right now because that's what I was doing. That's how I made my money and make my money. I'm a songwriter as well, you know what I'm saying? But in between, and more so, we get money from traveling, from touring, from doing all these types of different things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just been hard for us, but I'm grateful that God set another opportunity in place for me to be absolutely fine. And I'm good. I'm working still. I'm writing still. I got a new single I'm going to drop soon. I'm excited about Can't Be Without You is the name of it. And, I'm excited to start putting out music again and getting my vibrations back out there, man. They're still there, but, you know, I'm coming with some more.
Yeah, that's what's up. And you say the new single, what's the name of the new single again?
Can't Be Without You.
Can't See Without You. Is that is that sampling
can't
something or?
I can't be without you, not see without you. Can't be without you.
Can't be without you. Is that sampling another song or it's all original material?
No, this is original. This is all me.
Okay.
You know? I'm about my feelings now. You know, I'm in a happy place, more stable position right now, place right now, and I'm just, you know, expressing, you know, talking about the things I love, the people I love, you know what I'm saying, and just I'm happy. I'm in a different, you know, energy right now, so I'm just going to express it through my music and let you guys hear it.
Well, and I see you got that new Camaro, too, so that's like...
Yes, brother, that is good. You see me, you feel me? Man, I'm in my drop top. I'm getting a little golden, you know what I'm saying? I got a tan. We out here. Still got the 93. I'm never going to get rid of it. That's my first love. I have that car for 12 years, and we're going to keep rocking. It's right here in the parking lot with my car, you know? Keep both of them. We all right out here. So, y'all be blessed. You see what I'm saying? Let it be inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because we're in a down time don't mean you got to be down, but you not have to be down. It's all in your mindset, you know what I'm saying? So my mindset is set on goals. It's set on goals still, you know what I'm saying? And because we can't be dependent on the things that we used to do, we have to find some way to, you know, tap into something else that we can help ourselves with, you know what I'm saying? So my brand is helping me. Start your own business. Do something with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do something with all of this free time you have, you know what I'm saying, for you to be able to be okay. Invest. Everybody got an appointment. Ain't no excuses. Invest that money into something that'll help you make more money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on. You know, we got to be smart out here about everything right now. So that's exactly what I'm doing. And I have no problem sharing that with somebody else so that they can do the same thing.
Well, that is true. If it is the perfect time to just kind of tap into your creative side and just kind of, you know, just, You mentioned that the Clark Sisters and Karen Clark Shearer in particular are some of your favorite singers. Is there any, like, you know, do you have anything that you would, like, in the future, maybe like a song or collaboration with them? Like, because I know they're recording again. They just released,
Heck yeah. And what's crazy is I'm their son. Well, Karen's son, J. Drew Shearer.
J. Drew.
And I'm like, I'm like, he don't even know I'm such a fan of his mother. Like, I would totally, like, write for her or I want to sing with her, something. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, heck yeah, I still write gospel music, but I used to be a gospel artist back in the day. Literally, like, I was a gospel artist in different churches, you know, and, so I have so many different gospel songs that I used to sing that I wrote myself and that I've written for other people, you know what I'm saying, that I still have sitting in songbooks, you know, so I'm in notebooks, so I'm ready. Karen Clark, this is where y'all at. Somebody go practice. Candace Wakeford is here for you. For real.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Oh. Yeah, and that's Faith Evans, I do too. Karen Clark, so that's pretty cool. We have in common.
Oh, wow. I have one question to ask you. Like, if you were able to have a superpower, what would your superpower be and why?
I'd say, we just talked about this the other day, me and my friends. That is so funny. I say I want to fly or I want to be air. I don't know. I would say I want to be like air so that I can like give people like a fresh breath of air, you know, just like breathe life. Because air breathes life, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just want to be a fresh breath of air.
And you said also flying as well.
Yeah, I would want to fly so I can go anywhere, you know, travel anywhere, see everything from up high, so you can just see how beautiful everything is. You know, every time I'm in a plane or something, I'm like, wow, look at that down there. Like, once you get so high, you can't really see, but, like, you know, with certain angles or certain heights, it's just, like, so beautiful to see everything below you. You know, like, wow, like, this is where I live. Like, wow, this is beautiful. And it just, like, makes me, like, give thanks to the creator.
Say
it
again.
Oh, I was just going to ask. So traveling is one of your most favorite parts about, you know, your whole career then? Just getting to fly to different countries?
Yeah, and getting to meet
different
people. Yeah, experience different people. My favorite country and place to go that I've been so far, well, when I just went to Japan, I couldn't believe how much these people respect and I'm
R&B
you over
music.
It's like,
yep.
I was just like, what in the world? Like, the they are like true fans. Like, they
mm-hmm.
are in awe. Like, it's just so much love that they give you over there. It's like an overwhelming amount of love, literally. And it's just like, wow, like, whoa. So I was just like in amazement. I love Japan. I love Korea. You know, they're beautiful over there. Amsterdam, you know, I was just like, wow. Like, it's just like all these different places, Dubai. I'm just like, it's so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So traveling, you get to see and meet different people who are not like where you're from. You know what I'm saying? So it's just an eye opener that there's so much more to life. There's so many more people out there that you can affect and, you know, and help or, you know, and just give good vibrations to and receive good vibrations from. You know what I'm saying? So traveling absolutely is one of the best things, you know, and connecting with people in my career.
Well, and it's so good to see that Japan has an outlet for soul singers and R&B singers to
are
go
you kidding?
Over.
That's all
and
they
want still,
over there.
Yeah. And I'm glad that's there because I don't know what happened in America where America kind of pushed R&B to the side. But places like UK and Japan where they still honor great singing and great singers and good musicianship. It's so good to have that outlet for you guys to still be able to be honored and respected.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
So I'm gonna go to a little quick break. I'm going to play Higher Ground, and we come back, and then we're going to close.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Today we have a special guest. It's Candace Wakefield, aka Superstar C. We want to thank you for joining us today. We really enjoyed you. I wish we had more time. Definitely would love to have you back on when you're ready to promote the new single. Your music is amazing. Definitely, your music is so amazing. I'm sitting here vibing to your music. I'm like, let me just. Yeah, I love your music. I'm definitely a fan. So could you tell us before you go, like, what we should be looking for? I know you mentioned a new single. Anything else you want to tell us and have the fans where to find you? Your Instagram, your other platforms.
Absolutely, you guys. Instagram, Supa, S-U-P-A-S-T-A-R-C. That's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. Twitter is underscore C. So S-U-P-A-S-T-A-R underscore C. Also my website. You can get masks. You can get T-shirts. You can get sweatshirts. I'm hot right now, but, you know, you never know. Times change soon. You know, you're going to need to be a little warm. So you can check out superstarc.com. My music is there. My bio, everything is there for you guys to check out. I appreciate y'all so much. And I do have a new single. I haven't even officially announced it, but I am officially announcing it with you. I am looking to drop my new single the end of August. I don't have the exact date yet, but I'm working in between the 23rd. So Can't Help It. I'm sorry. That's my latest single. Can't Help It is out now. Y'all check that out. In 1993 Camaro, my album is out. It's The Journey, and it is a journey of my life, ups and downs, and, you know, wanting to make it. And, you know, you got family and everybody you're trying to take care of, but you're facing all these different obstacles. But it's just an encouraging album to uplift everybody, you know, that, you know, one day it's going to pay off. So keep on working, you know, towards your dreams. So, yeah, my new single will be dropping soon, hopefully by the end of this month. Can't be without you. And I appreciate you, man, for having me.
Definitely. This is definitely an open platform for you. Anytime you want to promote anything, just send me a DM or email. Your manager, she can send me an email, whatever you want me to push. Definitely do it, because I'm a true fan, so I'm loving this. Also, before you go, I just want to say I saw you in the studio working on something with the First Lady, Faith Evans. Are we looking for some type of collaboration or something in the works with you two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was writing some stuff, so she's going to have some stuff dropping hopefully soon. You know, we in the works and talking of when. So hopefully soon you'll hear some more stuff from Faith Evans written by me.
Yeah, we love that. So, all right, I want to thank my co-host, Jay Reeves, for chilling with me today. And I want to thank our special guest, Candace, a.k.a. Superstar C, Wakefield, in the building.
Thanks,
guys. Everybody have a great evening. We're going to close the show with Feeling Good by Candace, Superstar C. So you guys want to stay tuned and listen to this. It's very inspirational. Listen to the lyrics. All right. Thank you, Candace.
God bless, man.